Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, I don't have to exhort you half the night that it's God's will for you to be born again. Right? You don't see us having to camp on that, work on that, work. Why? Because that has been preached. That has been preached widely for centuries. But this, God wants you to prosper financially and materially, has not been preached. In fact, the opposite's been preached. So the faith is not there. And with many folks, same thing with healing. But it's true anyway. Amen. I said it's true anyway. Amen. Aren't you glad it's true? Amen. Proverbs 13, are you there? 13, 20. He that walks with wise men, what'll happen to him? Shall be. That's as strong as you can say it. Didn't say once in a while it happens. What? Shall be. So do you need to stay hooked with those that God hooks you with?
Yes.
And if you do, can you count on results?
Yes.
Shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be, same, just as strong, shall be destroyed. Does it make any difference who you run with?
Yes.
Huge. He goes on to say, evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good will be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Is it the will of God, if the Lord tarries his coming, that your grandkids, as when they're old enough to go to school and old enough to go to college and old enough to get married, even if you're already in heaven, they call your name and say, thank you, Papa. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Grandpa. Why? Because you left them a bunch of money. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
Do most Christians think like this?
No.
No. Is it Bible?
Yes.
Verse 23. Oh, brother. You can just feel people in the place going, well, Brother Keith, I wish you was that way, but it just ain't that way. Well, it can change. It can change quickly if you quit making excuses. Start believing God. Well, Brother Keith, I'm retired. Oh, well, now if you're retired, then God can't do anything with that. Are you breathing?
Yes.
Is God still on the throne?
Yes.
Then it is not too late for this scripture to come to pass in your life. God can do some things quickly.
Yes, sir.
Quickly.
Quickly.
He can move trillions and not even pick up the phone. He's a big God. Now get this, verse 23, much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Much food in the tillage of the poor. The English says unused fields could yield plenty of food for the poor. But unjust men, he says, keeps them from being farmed. For lack of justice, there is waste, the New King James says. People are poor and broke, not for want of money and stuff. There is more than enough money on this planet for every man and woman and young person to be rich, rich, rich. There's more than enough food, more than enough clothes and resources for houses and education. You know, the devil tries to lie that, well, we're running out of everything, running out of everything. There's too many people and not enough stuff. That is a lie. It's a huge lie. God did not create a planet that couldn't sustain a few billion. We are barely, barely using the resources of this planet. You say, oh, Brother Keith, I don't know about it. Listen, soon and very soon, God's going to redo this thing and there's going to be no more sea. Lots of new real estate. Lots. Seeing as how most of the planet's covered with water right now. Somebody said, what are you saying, Brother Keith? I'm saying he's barely using the planet right now. With the people that's on it, he's barely using it. Now, I don't know. If you ever leave home, you'll see this. But if you only stay in one little place, especially if you stay in a city of any size, and you're always bumping elbows with people and you're going, oh man, this place is too crowded and we're running out of everything. You ought to fly out west, fly across Canada. You know, look, you can, in a jet, doing 400 or 500 miles an hour, you can fly for 2 hours and not see anybody. At night, not even see any lights on the ground. Problem is, everybody wants to pile up on top of each other in one little place. I don't like that. Do you? I grew up in the country. You know, a lot of city folk, bless their hearts. You know, I love city folk too, but they're so used to congestion. They try to talk to you. They get right up in your face and they talk like this and they talk like this. And I'm wanting to go, whoa, whoa, man, whoa. Because in the country, we talk to each other across the line fence. You know, far from here to the middle of the back, you know, you talk. And, how y'all doing? Y'all doing good? Elbow room. Y'all like space? I like space. I don't like little bitty anything. God's got space. This planet's got space. It is not, now if you think this ain't right, friend, think about it and search it out till you get this settled. People are not poor and even dying for lack because there's no resources on the planet. There is plenty. Oh, there's, do you understand how many thousand metric tons of bananas fall off the trees in the jungles that the monkeys can't eat? Do you know how many fish are in the ocean? I mean, but the devil tries to get you this little bitty fishbowl thing, and that's all you see. And more running out of everything, running out of everything, and there's just not enough to go around. There's just not enough, and there sure ain't enough money. Ooh, ain't enough money. That's a lie. It's a big, there is so much money. Help me to get this out, Lord. There's so much money. Are you kidding? There's money by the billions and trillions unclaimed sitting in storage places. There's so much money. There is so much money and stuff. We could all have so much money and stuff, it'd be tough to keep up with it. Amen. Every person on the planet still wouldn't get into the resources of this planet. So then why are so many people in lack? Right here. Want of judgment. Lack of wisdom. Resources not utilized. Not used properly. Go to the 21st chapter. Proverbs 21. 20. 21, 20. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise. A wise man, woman has got stuff in their house. And nice stuff. And plenty of it. But a foolish man, what? Spends it up. The Amplified says, there are precious treasures and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Of course, oil in those days was just like money, just like cash. But a self-confident and foolish man swallows it up and wastes it. Everybody say wastes it. Wastes it. The New King James says squanders it. Squanders it. The New Living says the wise have wealth and luxury. Are there any wise people in here?
Yes.
Wealth and luxury. Does that sound strange to you? Does it sound foreign? The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. Fools spend whatever they get. Y'all don't quit me now. Stay with me. Now, if we paint your picture tonight, just look straight ahead and go, amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. Just look straight ahead. And then if you need to go home, fall across the bed and repent, do it there privately. But this applies to all of us in varying degrees. The English says wise people live in wealth and luxury. But stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. It comes in, they spend it. If they got it, it's payday, it's time to spend. That money is burning a hole in their pocket. I got money, I got to spend it. That is stupid. I've done it. Ain't no need in you raising your hands. I know you've done it too. I got money, so woo, here we go. Party while you can. Wise people, now you might want to write this down. Wise people are willing to sacrifice today for tomorrow. Fools are willing to sacrifice tomorrow for today.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602K. That's R1602K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, feed a God. God.